Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm getting ready to welcome Mark Morgan, a senior fellow with FAIR and former acting director of ICE and Customs and Border Protection, to talk about the situation, how bad it is at the southern border. And you took that as a offense? He would never be on the air if I didn't want to talk about how bad things were at the border. I don't know what people think sometimes, Mark. I really don't. With that, we welcome in Mark Morgan, a senior fellow with FAIR, former acting director of ICE Customs Border Protection. How you doing, sir? Good morning.
I'm doing well, Tommy. Thanks for having me on.
Tell me about the situation at the southern border. I don't know where you want to start, with cartels, with Title 42, with fentanyl, with God knows what other kind of drugs are coming over an unsecured border?
Well, let's start with your listeners' comments. Look, I think it's clear there's an issue here that we're seeing, a phenomenon that in my 35 years I've never seen before. Look, we're used to politics on both sides, right? We're used to, unfortunately, the D.C. swamp as a talk and misdirection and spin. But what I've seen in this administration is a confusion of a couple of things. One, we have the typical political issues going on, but also we have ideologues, right? That they are blinded by their personal ideology, and it makes them ignorant, not from an IQ standpoint, Tommy, but from a realistic standpoint. They absolutely devoid themselves of any truth, reality of what's going on and the downstream second, third order impact. That's what I find when we talk about what's happening on our southwest border. They want to separate illegal immigration from border security. Guess what? You can't. They're not mutually exclusive. They're connected. Look, when illegal immigration goes up to the historic highs we have right now, our capability and capacity to secure our borders go down, and every aspect of our nation's public health, safety, and national security are being impacted. That's a fact. Ideologues, they refuse to deal with facts and reality.
All I'm looking at is, we got a problem. How bad is it, and how do we fix it?
Yep.
Which I think would be a good way to look at everything in this country, don't you?
But first you have to recognize there's a problem, though, right? That's part of the problem. I mean, you've got an administration that is completely ignoring it. You have a president that is literally pretending like it doesn't exist. You have a secretary of the Department of Homeland Security that still won't call it a problem. And he does worse than that, Tommy. He lies to the American people, and he says things like, oh, no, we have operational control. Think about it. That's one of many factors why this man is dangerous and must be removed and impeached, because he's fueling the people that are trying to understand, but yet they're saying, well, wait a minute. You're telling me that it's a catastrophic chaos at the border, but you have the Secretary of Homeland Security says, oh, it's not really that big a deal. We have operational control.
All right, let's get back to let's get back to the border now. What is the situation there? Let's talk about drugs. More than 100,000 Americans have died from drug overdoses during a 12-month period. A lot of that's related to fentanyl, which is coming across the southern border, right?
That's exactly right. The leading cause of adults 18 to 45 is fentanyl. DEA's own reporting says 95% of fentanyl, where does it come from? Of course, the southwest border. As you said, now we've had 2 years back-to-back of 100,000 drug overdoses in this country. And think about it. Again, one of the main reasons is because of the flow of illegal immigration. That pulls 60, 70, 80% of Border Patrol resources off their front line, off their national security mission. Large areas of the border are unpatrolled, unsecured, wide open. The cartels are exploiting that, and drugs are pouring in. The cartels use the migrants themselves as distraction techniques. They actually use the migrants themselves as additional mules to push the drugs across. And that's just one of a complex set of threats, Tommy. We haven't even talked about the gang members that are pouring in or the criminal aliens pouring in. Look, since Biden took over, 750,000 gotaways. 750,000 illegal aliens have broken into our country and evaded apprehension. That's larger than the entire population of the state of Vermont. And there are very bad people among them. There are murderers and rapists and pedophiles and aggravated felons. And we haven't even talked about the national security vulnerabilities.
All right, let's take a break. We'll pick it up here. We come back. We're talking about the situation at the southern border. I hate to start your Monday morning off this way, but ignoring it's not going to help. More Americans dying of drug overdoses than ever before. A lot of it's fentanyl-related that's coming across the southern border. There doesn't seem to be the will to even acknowledge that there is a problem and then do what it takes to make the border secure. We'll continue the conversation when we come back. 6:21, time for traffic now on WWL. 6:26, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking about the crisis at the southern border, which doesn't always make the front page, but it doesn't change. It's still going on down there and getting worse, especially when you look at the cartels and the fentanyl that's coming into this country and how people are buying pills that they think are legit. Turns out they're counterfeit, they're full of fentanyl, and they're dead. It's like playing Russian roulette. We're talking to our guest, Mark Morgan, a senior fellow with FAIR and former acting director of ICE and Customs and Border Protection. To be fair, it seems as though neither side is necessarily concerned with passing any type of legislation to take care of this. Are they? And is there any pending legislation that would address the situation at the border?
Well, so there's two things there, Tommy. So you're spot on. Look, and that's why I keep saying that this should not be a right or left thing. It should be an American thing. But let's go back in history. You don't have to go too back far. When you know, President Trump had the White House, the House, and the Senate, and they failed. The Republicans failed to pass a single piece of meaningful legislation. And had they would have prevented about 85% of the open border policies going on in this administration. So it's definitely a both sides bear responsibility here. But, of course, this administration right now has totally abdicated their constitutional duty to protect the border. Right now, the only element that has operational control of the southwest border are the cartels. But that's why we there's a group of about 16 organizations got together, and about a dozen former Trump officials got together and actually signed a letter, and we provided it to the Republican House Committee. And it outlined a series of specific legislative actions that need to be taken. And we strongly believe if they actually enacted these specific legislative actions, it would lead to us having the ability to absolutely secure our border.
What are some of those things in the bill?
Yeah, so some of these I think a lot of people have heard of, but let's codify the Remain in Mexico program. Let's make that a law. Another thing that we've talked a lot about is safe third country, meaning that if you transverse, if you're leaving and you have a legitimate asylum claim, meaning you're the victim of state-sponsored persecution because of your involvement in a protected class, as an international standard, when you transverse and you make it to the first safe third country you get to, that's where you should be seeking relief. Instead of form shopping and giving your life, risking your life in the hands of cartels and traveling through several different countries to the United States. MPP, the Remain in Mexico program, safe third country. We also need to change the credible fear standard that somebody basically, if they say the magic words, they're enrolled in the asylum process and released to the United States. And there's about another 10 other legislative actions that we specifically detail out, and we know if they're enacted, we will be able to secure our border.
If the midterms go as people are predicting, do you think this will happen?
I have hope. And but here's another issue, though, and I think, you know, I completely agree with the line of question here, is that not only will this letter that we produce by experts that know this border, not only do we know that it will reduce illegal immigration, which will enable us to then more effectively secure our border, like you said, to stop drugs from pouring in or gang members or criminal aliens or reduce the national security vulnerability, but it's also going to be able to give us the capacity to hold Republicans accountable just as much as Democrats. They know what to do. We've given them a roadmap. We've given them what they need to do to empower, to push back and secure our borders. Now we're going to see if they're actually going to do it.
Again, just to be fair, if they get a big turnover in the House and they regain the House and with a lot of seats and they increase their lead in the Senate, there's no reason why it can't be done, especially if they get a veto-proof majority. But we'll see. Thank you. I appreciate your time. Mark, we'll talk to you again soon, all right? Thank you. Mark Morgan, senior fellow with FAIR, former acting director of ICE. We'll talk about baby formula.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.